I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The chairman of the Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee says he's seeking professional help after his arrest on a DUI charge. Alabaster Republican Senator Cam Ward released a written statement this morning following his release from the Shelby County Jail. Ward says his failure at dealing with stress resulted in what he calls incredibly reckless decisions. Ward says he used alcohol as a crutch and is apologizing to his family, friends, and constituents. Sheriff's officials say the 44-year-old lawmaker was arrested yesterday afternoon by Alabaster Police. A former star of the Alabama Crimson Tide was in Tuscaloosa today on behalf of Nike. Oakland Raiders player Amari Cooper helped cut the ribbon on the new Nike factory store in T-Town's Midtown Village this morning. Hundreds of people lined up outside to get a glimpse of Nike's first College Town factory store to grab a deal on shoes and other apparel. Zoe Krizlock is the vice president of Nike's factory stores in North America. She says it was a no-brainer in opening a store in Tuscaloosa.
Nike as a brand and University of Alabama have been in partnership for sport for over 40 years. And the passion around sport, both for young athletes, high school kids, and college kids, really makes Tuscaloosa an optimal community for us to try this new adventure.
Amari Cooper mingled with fans and signed autographs after the ribbon cutting. The 4th of July is coming up, so what's the best city in the U.S. to celebrate Independence Day? The personal finance website WalletHub did a study and found Birmingham is one of the best cities to observe the birthday of the United States. The Magic City ranked 17th out of 100 cities on the list. WalletHub spokeswoman Jill Gonzalez says food and entertainment costs figured into the results.
So you want to think about how congested a city is going to be. But you also want to make sure that there's enough entertainment and activities to go around, hopefully at a lower cost.
Gonzalez says WalletHub rated Birmingham and the other cities on several other criteria. The list included the length of fireworks shows, the cost to get into them, number of festivals and performances to choose from. A 50% chance of some scattered thunderstorms in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the upper 60s. A 40% chance of a late thunderstorm this evening in central Alabama with lows in the lower 70s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 90 in Selma, Montgomery, and Mobile, 88 in Tuscaloosa, 86 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 84 in both Florence and Huntsville. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.